Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and general jackassery. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I got real life luxuries here, guys. Let's see if you got any of these real life luxuries. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to bring this up.
Define first luxury.
Well, like I said, it's not material.
Love.
These are not material.
Oh. All right. Well, that's what I would consider a luxury.
Well, these are real luxuries in life. Sorry, that's how it's pronounced. That's how it's said. Real luxuries and stuff that's really important, as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, to some people.
Yeah.
I just want stuff.
True, but you know, it costs money to fly to go to Alaska, but you didn't have stuff there. You just looked through the, you know. You
well, that's where it
get your
I
gun. Mean, you got some stickers.
The luxury is I want money. And,
yeah.
And then with that money, I can go see
I could eat some
stuff.
Money, yeah.
Right. I can buy lots of stuff, and then I can go lots of places.
Pay the bills,
where I can take in the outdoor luxuries.
Well, yeah, I agree with all that. But this is other stuff that make you feel a little better if you don't have money. Well, money is one of these things, but not. Okay, number one is working from home. I know that I do that, but you know, it is a luxury. I get that. Number two is living 5 minutes from your gym. I think that's really important because I switch gyms, and my gym is so close now.
Yeah,
and it makes a big difference.
That seems like a bit of a commute for me.
Yeah, it is right. Yeah.
I got about a 12-step commute.
Here's another one. I have these people, quiet neighbors. That's important.
Yeah. Your neighbors don't.
I'm not quiet. Right. I'm quiet as hell, really.
No, you're not. I've stood next to you.
Well, I don't. I'm not standing out in the yard talking out loud by myself.
No, you're not taking the boom box out.
We are quiet
neighbors. Only the guitar. Right.
Not cranking the fog hat.
If he's outside talking, it's loud.
Yeah. Do you have quiet neighbors? Want to bitch about your neighbors, anybody?
No. No, I do for the most part.
You don't have quiet neighbors, or you do have quiet neighbors?
No, yeah, the whole neighborhood's pretty quiet,
actually,
honestly.
I get along with all of my neighbors, and we have new ones, and I met them the other day.
Right. Uh-oh.
Seemed nice.
Oh, you met people. Oh,
right. Yeah.
Okay, that sucks.
How'd they feel about that?
Yeah.
They seemed receptive.
Right next to you? You don't go two doors down and meet people, do you?
No, they're like weird. They're like right across the street.
Okay. Right.
Did you take them any baked goods?
Yeah.
Did not. That seemed too
leave
cliche.
A pre-roll or something like that?
No. I'll do that when I get to know him.
Nick, you have a neighbor you hate, right? Some bitch in the back somewhere? Yeah.
She's not like close enough. Like she will, loud neighbor. She's like another street down. I've never met her, but she'll yell in her backyard every once in a while.
But there are
some neighbors that have loud dogs.
Yeah.
That seems to have gotten a little better now. I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, I hope the dogs are okay.
But, we got some of those on the other side of the park. Right. You can hear their dogs barking.
Yeah, I don't have anybody that I walk out my front door and I'm like, oh no, they're outside.
Yeah.
Do your neighbors?
Well, they do.
Yeah. That would be annoying, yeah.
Like, that's why a lot of times I look up and down the street and nobody's outside.
Well, we're talking to people that have really, really noisy neighbors. We're talking to people who have really, really noisy neighbors.
I am hyper-vigilant about the dogs barking, though. If your dog is barking, go bring your dog inside.
Having money left at the end of the month.
Like $5?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a luxury.
Yeah.
That's just not living paycheck to paycheck. Unfortunately, a lot of people do.
Most people do. Peace at home.
I'm trying to get the paycheck to paycheck.
That's a key one there. Peace at home is a key one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you finally achieved that?
Well, I had it when I was by myself, too.
Yeah, you did.
There was peace, Yeah.
No, not in your head.
No, I know that, but there was peace. It was just me, you know, and my son. So there was peace.
There was internal turmoil. Yeah,
right. Drinking coffee without rushing. I don't know what the hell that means. Yeah, that's just a
like that's like
thing.
You have time to sit down on a deck or something have a coffee.
Yeah.
I'll
do that.
Things.
I do that on the weekend mornings.
Right.
Yes.
See, that's the kind of thing that makes me wish I had like a patio or a porch.
Don't you have a deck out back?
No, we have a little patio, but it's just it.
You don't go out there.
There's no privacy. I mean, like, six of my neighbors could see me just sitting there sipping. And I don't like that.
Our backyard is like that, too. And it gets super hot, like, in the afternoon. Like,
yeah.
I have my grills out front because I'm not going to bake in the back. And
there's no shade. There's really no privacy. Our backyard's not great.
That sucks, Bush. You're right.
It's not great for just hanging out in the backyard.
All right. Come over to our patio. It's nice and nobody can see us. It's protected from the sun.
Yeah.
Surrounded by shade.
She just shows up at 8 in the morning on a Saturday with a cup of coffee and sits out in your backyard.
Right. Let's watch the Bears.
Out back. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll sip some coffee. And.
But then he's got to talk to people. He won't do that.
And then watch the bear camera and say nothing to each other.
Oh, there's a bird on top of a bear on this camera now.
Oh.
Look at it. It's just hanging out.
It is.
Wow. Little things.
I didn't think we'd get to the point where we had two people with bear cam up 24/7 in the studio.
I just broke the computer. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You're looking at that bear, and I may have seen that bear in person, you know, just a week ago or whenever I was there. Yeah. And some of these, you know, they'll show up in Fat Bear Week in October. I may have seen some of those bears in person.
I'm afraid to say anything because I don't want to hear a conversation. I'll let Nick say something.
Oh, no. I'm trying to figure. I think I broke this computer. I got so excited about the bird on top of the bear.
The bird was not on top of the bear. The bird was on top of a rock, and then the bear moved away, and it looked like the bird was perched on the bear.
Oh,
wow.
The bird was perched on the
rock. You guys should do play-by-play in a podcast separately.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
I thought this was like a real-life Alaska Timon and Pumbaa.
Right. Sleeping with a clear conscience. That's a real luxury in life. You know, see,
well, that's something you're in control of.
You are, but, you know, sometimes people have stuff in their brain that messes with
them
a little
bit. But you hope that the bad people are tormented by certain things.
Of course you are.
And they can only sleep like 2 hours a night.
Yeah, I think that's isn't that part of being a really bad person is you're not bothered by being a bad person?
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't that a whole other level of
these are also
sociopath.
Little things. People have, you don't have to be a sociopath that have something that's weighing you down that you thought you did something a little bit wrong, and that's a clear conscience.
Well, sociopaths can have a clear conscience. They've done things wrong, but
they're
just unbothered.
They that's should right. be going to bed with worry, but they're
right.
not.
How do you sleep at night?
Right.
Yeah.
Like this includes us, guys. This one's here. We have this luxury every morning.
I always ask Tyler, how do you sleep at night cheering for Aaron Rodgers? So you
right.
can't.
Right.
Clear conscience, man.
Once the football season starts.
One more year, my boy.
You can't be going to bed with a clear conscience unless you have some form of psychosis.
You're
kind of Aaron Rodgers sociopath.
You put your head on that reinforced pillow and you sleep like a baby.
Dicks. Go back to watching your stupid cans.
How often do you go through pillows?
Laughing with people who truly get you. I was going to say, this is what I was leading into. You dicks. We laugh every morning with each other. We truly get each other when it comes to humor. So we got that. We do have that luxury.
Yeah.
And we do have that luxury.
And somehow somebody
dicks.
Hands us a paycheck for
it. Right, right. Todd, here's one. And you're right about this. And I feel you're right about it. I think you're right about this, too. Real luxuries. In life, traveling often, and that doesn't mean it doesn't have to mean Alaska, Colorado, LA,
New Zealand.
It could mean just leaving your town,
just getting out of the neighborhood,
getting out of your neighborhood. Right, right. Waking up with no alarm, puss. now here's the key:
Saturday and Sunday mornings. I get that.
I have an alarm.
That's it.
It doesn't go off, but I still got to get out of bed. So I count that as, no, I got to wake up. You're right.
Yeah.
Except for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Even at the end of the nap, I set an alarm because if I don't, I'll be out for way too long.
My alarm goes off during vacation because I'm afraid if I turn it off, then I won't turn it back on when I return from vacation. So
that is the dumbest thing.
4:30
So you
morning.
Just wake your ass up in the middle of vacation. Does it go off on Saturday mornings too at the house?
No, not on Saturday and Sunday morning. Just Monday through Friday.
Is this set that way?
Yeah.
This is on your phone?
Yeah, it's automatic.
But so you're on vacation, it goes off at 4 a.m. because you're afraid you're going to miss it up when you get fly home?
Right.
Wow.
So you're in that cabin in Alaska and your alarm's going off at 4:30 in the morning?
Correct.
What about
you? Go back to sleep?
Well, I get up and turn it off and go back to sleep.
Listen, I was going to say it surprised me, but it doesn't. I've known you. I know you.
Yeah, otherwise,
well.
I would sleep it. I would miss the show Monday morning. I guarantee.
A week
it.
Later.
Yeah.
See, I have that on my phone.
So your alarm wakes you up and you're dead asleep on vacation.
Now there have been instances where I
and it sounds like a 7 a.m. alarm.
I know. You know, the Monday through Friday alarm off, and I remember to turn it back on Sunday night. But I fear I won't remember to turn it back on Sunday night. So I wake up at 4:30 in the morning on vacation just to turn my phone off.
No wonder you travel alone.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't that piss off the people you sleep with?
Right.
Like, doesn't Christy reach over and go, you a-hole, that turn that off.
So dumb.
In New Zealand, I turned it off.
I have the same thing, Todd, but it's my backup alarm. I have the actual alarm clock But then I have an alarm set 10 minutes later that goes off every Monday through Friday.
But when you're on vacation, push, you turn it off, then turn it back on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, because
you're not an idiot.
Because it's happened before where I forget to turn it off, and it goes off at 3:55 a.m.
Wakes up the whole thing.
And I feel bad because my wife is right next to me.
Right.
I'm trying to be considerate of others.
Enjoying a home-cooked meal with loved ones. Yeah, that's a luxury in life. Having, this is one none of us do. Having time to read a book in one sitting. Whack.
Having the desire to read a book in one sitting.
I would like that. How long is that book?
There's too much other information that we have to ingest.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I can't come on here and just give you a book report.
Right.
Yeah, I've never gotten people that, you know, can sit down with like a novel and they say, oh, well, I finished it in 2 days.
I devoured that.
Well, they're just people that we all know voracious readers, and we're just not them. I never was, you know.
But I mean, I used to read this
for the living. I didn't read a lot of books. I did a little bit when I got to college. I was not working. I was reading some novels back then, but they were like biographies usually. But I haven't read a book in a long time. Finding joy in daily routines.
Okay.
Yeah, you almost have to because life's short,
kind of.
Right. And having pets that greet you at the door.
And see, this is why you don't have cats.
No, Cheddar's there when I show
up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That seems...
you have the wrong...
That's unusual.
No, normally. My daughter's got a cat that waits for the door for her.
Yeah. Really?
Not all cats are just aloof. Some cats are just like dogs.
But
you know?
More cats than dogs are aloof.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Dogs, it's 100%.
Cheddar's at the door. Yeah.
Dogs come to greet you.
Cheddar's coming.
Yep.
She's at the door. And Chloe was always at the door, too.
Our new puppy, Frank, big dog, he'll greet you, but then, he'll see you, and then he's got to, run and, grab a toy or something to be like, look, I got this.
Right, mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to throw it or anything. He'll just be like, check it out. I've got this thing in my mouth.
Cool. We got one dog that does that.
There's four dogs laying in the breezeway right now, and they're all waiting for Christy to come home. Right. And they'll be very disappointed when it's just me that walks in. But they will still greet me.
Do you have a dog cam?
No, we do not have a dog.
Why you want to sit there and watch that with him, too?
Well, this bear,
there's a bird on your dog.
I'm just watching this bear, wondering if he's going to find a fish or not. It is pretty soothing.
You drooler.
Well, you need soothing.
Is it one of those...
Bush, have you looked at that camera at all?
Only when Nick swung his screen around here to show Todd. I saw caught a glimpse of it at that point.
I haven't Googled it once.
This would be well on the subreddit, Oddly Satisfying.
Yes.
Yeah, because it really is.
Well, it'd be satisfying just to watch the water down the falls, but now this bear, who knows what's going to happen with this bear?
Then when the bears show up and the salmon start jumping, and then the bears catch the salmon, and they eat the salmon, and it happens all there. And it's happening live. It's going on right now.
It's bear porn.
How soothing.
It's bear porn.
Well, if you look that up, you know.
Yeah, that's an actual
that's
category.
Different, yeah.
That's probably a real category. So I hesitated to use that term because it came to my head last night, but I thought, no, that's actually a porn category.
That's not fish in their mouth they're catching.
There's map porn, and there's food porn, which is an actual porn category, but bear porn is an actual porn category.
See, I get that soothing feeling from just popping on like an episode of Bob Ross or something.
Right.
That's fine.
Well, there used to be, I don't know who had it, Discovery Channel or something, called Sunrise Earth.
Yeah.
It was a live camera just placed in some scenic setting, and if you got really high and had a cup of coffee, it was great to watch. But I can't find that one anymore. So I watch the bears.
I might watch this at home because anymore I'm just like, what's going to be on the screen while I'm looking at my phone? Doesn't even matter what's on the TV.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring up the YouTube app and find the YouTube channel and put it on your big screen.
Go to break. Go to break.
Just have that.
Just hit the commercial.
Just
keep talking, but hit the commercial.
Oh, we'll be back.
Yeah. All the time. Have it going in the background.
You are listening to the Todd